I don't think they class appendicitis operation as two singular operations.
Was there some kind of a skinless rope that would get down in the wound, you know, that might have to be burned out with alum or anything like that?
They call what they call proud flesh on different things, but humans didn't have too much of that. Animals had that, and they used more or less anything else. I think they always used a knife and a fork. And I know we used to heal up mules that sores on the shoulders from the collars, you know. And the best thing in the world for healing those kind of wounds or cut where they got in the wild fence was slack lime. Just throw some lime in it. Ain't old household line. And it's you up cooking anything else. In fact, I used some oil on a bull I shot in the Texas ranch about 2 or 3 months ago. Had a bull cut his foot and they had the betting man, everybody was working on it, kept getting worse and worse and worse. I was out there one day and I said, go get this little bag of lime on the sound. That's right, a household line. I said, y'all put that on in about 3 days and I guarantee you it'll get well. And it did, and it worked on. He got well. But those kinds of things take, you know, I never had any real bad sickness. The only thing I ever done to me was, about 3 or 4 months ago, I got mad. I had my tonsils cut out. And I tell you, that like killed me. I was 23 and it like killed me.
Yeah,
later
you go out
here with that. Well, now, I got this middle son of mine had him about a week before last, and he's been the hell of a fix up the last week.
Did you eat anything?
After you took your time? I don't remember eating nothing. And the ninth or tenth day, they broke loose, and I liked the bread being there. And then I went back over to the hospital, and down in town, all that, got a pair of long faucets and put a lot of gauze on it, opened my mind, and pushed it down, and said, I got to hold it just 15 minutes. And I mean, I thought he was pushing it from my fist in. And when he turned it loose, it never did bleed no more. But all I could do it later, it never did bleed no more after that. Bill broke loose on him the other day. But I don't know what they did to him. He went over there to the doctor. I don't know where they were fixing him.
Yeah. What did he get from malaria? The malaria. People used to get that
right
here a lot,
didn't they? Well, yeah, but I never did. I never did have the malaria. Some of them did, but they kept you full of quinine for malaria. They used to give you quinine all the time. Bromo quinine, they called it. It was that coming big jar, and all these little stores said that kind of stuff and sold it. Like, well, we did. Well, folks did. I didn't.
Yeah.
But they had that kind of stuff, and it,
What about the disease that made people turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
I had that.
You did?
Boy. And that comes down, I had that, hell, that hadn't been over about 20 years ago.
Where did they say you got it from?
They don't know. I just bumped it, and they didn't know what was the matter with me, and I lost about 30 pounds in about 2 days, just didn't have anything, went over there and give me some. Went to the hospital in Vicksburg, Mercy Hospital, and gave me glucose, and Dr. Street, who was the head doctor over there, and that was one time, you know, raised one of the best hospitals in the country.
Yeah.
And Daddy come over there one morning, and they said, asked him, he's in that business, and he asked him, what's the matter? He said, I just don't know. And the next morning, the doctor walked in and said, oh, I know what's the matter with you now. I turned just like an orange. And that's hepatitis, is what it is.
Made you sick.
Oh, you just pump it all the time. And, then I got over it. Now, only one thing about it, you know, they won't ever take any blood from you for anybody else if you've ever had yellow jaundice, any of that kind of stuff. I can't give blood to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the list and don't have to part with my blood.
That disease that children would get in their throat, choke to death at night?
Yeah.
Is that?
No, I never heard of much of that. That was coot. Yeah. That's what they give you that tea for, that goddamn sheep, to give rid of that, make you throw up all that phlegm and stuff out of your throat.
Yeah.
That was before my time in sheep teeth.
But a lot of times people would die and they wouldn't know.
Oh, they wouldn't know what
they died.
People, well, that's